I'm on the line with Andrea, who has been regularly selling Street Spirit and is actually a woman who's had a lot of experience up and down the coast. You've been in numerous cities doing this, right, Andrea?
Yeah, mostly Santa Cruz and Arcata, California, on the north coast.
Mm-hmm. How do you find Santa Cruz compared to these other cities as far as the reception you get as a street spirit vendor?
I really feel that, of course, there's more people in Santa Cruz than there is in Arcata, but I really got a positive response from people. A lot of people were looking for the paper in Arcata, and they were happy to see that somebody was distributing the papers there. I really had a positive response in both places. I have to admit that I'm surprised that I do have such a positive response from people in general.
How are the police treating you?
I don't really get into confrontations with the police. One time I was parked on Swanton Road over by Natural Bridges Park, and I wasn't parked in the white lines that, you know, you must be parked within those white lines. And I don't know, a police officer was acting really peculiarly because he just pulled in back of me, and I really didn't know if it was a police officer or not. There was this guy hovering there, and I wanted to get out and check to see if I parked correctly, but I didn't know if some stranger was stalking me or not. And then I sat there for about 5 minutes, which seemed like a long time. And then I started my car, and I was going to move my van to a different spot. And then the officer put his lights on and all this. And then he said to me, you know, if you had just moved your car a few minutes earlier, I don't know, it was really ridiculous. And I felt that he was racist, honestly. Mm-hmm. And I did bring a complaint to the city. And I did say that. I said I felt this man was racist because he was totally irrational. And no police officer is going to, like, hover over someone without making their presence known. You know, he didn't make his presence known as an officer. So they threw out the ticket. They, you know, I got exonerated from that. Otherwise, I really don't...
Let me ask you, Andrea. Your racial makeup your ethnic makeup is what?
Well, I'm Jewish. I'm white. You know, I've got some Spanish in me, but I've also got a lot of German and Russian.
Is your skin darker than let's say your average honky here? Or?
No, if anything, it's lighter. I mean, I'm fair skin. I was a redhead at one time. Before my hair turned gray.
Now, what about the officer who gave you the citation? What about him?
Well, he was Mexican.
So you think it was a sort of an anti-white racism?
I felt he was being racist towards me because he was not being fair and because he was being irrational. And
I mean, well, you were in your vehicle. Maybe he was simply being classist toward you. Maybe he just didn't like poor people doing this. Maybe he had a thing about homeless people in vehicles or people whose vehicles are their homes.
Yeah, well, that place on Swanton Street is designated for homeless people to sleep. They just specify that you need to park within these white lines that, you know, designate each particular parking spot, and you will get a ticket if you're not parked within those white lines, and that's made very clear. However, you know, he pulled up in back of me, and I had no idea it was a police officer. It was dark.
I understand.
He didn't have his lights on.
Yeah, no, I follow you on that one. Let me ask you this: this was inside the city limits of Santa Cruz, or in the county?
No, this was right over by Natural Bridges State Park. It was right on the west side.
Huh. There were no signs that banned parking at night or anything like that.
No, they allow you to park there overnight.
Interesting.
That's probably one of the only places they allow you to park in the city.
Well, that's interesting. So is that still the case in the last week or two?
Yeah, of course. It's been that way since last year. I think they allowed it last year, and a lot of people sleep there. They sleep within the, you know, these white lines that designate the parking spaces.
Interesting. How many vehicles would you say with people sleeping in them are out there?
Quite a few. You know, it's a really long street. I don't know, maybe 30, 40. I mean, almost the whole entire block has got people parked.
Is there much connection between the people and their vehicles, or are people pretty much off to their own?
I don't know. I think some people are together, and I think some people are separate. I just know that in the summertime, when there's a lot more traffic, like you could be sleeping, and if there's a parking space in back of you, somebody would just pull it in back of you, and they just leave their car idling, like to suffocate you or something.
Hmm. Have you had much connection with folks in other vehicles?
Very little, unless, you know, sometimes I just tell somebody, my God, there's a million places. You know, there's several places that are vacant. Why do you have to park right on top of me? You know what I'm saying? It's like, I just feel, I don't know, I have this van, and I just feel like people just want to park all over me if they could. You know, it's like for some reason there's going to be a whole entire empty parking lot, and somebody's going to park right next to me.
Mm-hmm. Is there... have you seen much in terms of discrimination against people in their vehicles or people who are outside generally in Santa Cruz, or has it appeared to you fairly fair toward people, fairly tolerant? What's been your sense about how people are treated?
I think it's just the same as it ever was. You know, there's always the classist attitude. I think, you know, the Bay Area in general is more tolerant, but I think in general, you know, you'll have these people making a face at you because, you know, you're homeless, or they'll be staring at you. But all in all, I don't think there is any great animosity any more than there ever was. I just think that a lot of times people know that you're sleeping in your van, and they'll pull up right next to you, and they'll just leave their car idling, you know, and asphyxiate you.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been in Santa Cruz this time?
I actually just got here last week.
Mm-hmm. And you intend to be moving on, or you intend to be spending some time?
I'm going to be here for a few months. I have to keep going up to Napa because I have some business up in Napa. And then when I go up there, I usually go up to Humboldt for a little while. Mm-hmm. I would like to find a place to rent a room or something here. If I can, I'll be looking for one. Yeah, I'll be here for a little while. I like it better here because, you know, I lived up on the North Coast for 30 years. I raised my children there. I don't particularly care for the ambiance up there. There's a lot of people there I don't really want to see. And there's a lot of crime up there per capita, a lot of drugs, per, you know, there's actually more murders in Arcata area, the Eureka area, per capita than there is in the whole state of California.
Really?
So it's a wild and crazy place. I mean, the nature is beautiful and everything, but, you know, I need more sunshine. The sun doesn't come out a lot up there, and I really need to be in a warmer space. I need to be in the sun.
Well, welcome to Santa Cruz again, and thanks for giving us kind of an update. Anything you want to add or say before I move on?
Not really. I just don't know what to say, really, except, you know, I just really can't think of anything.
You did fine.
No,
it's all right. No problem. You're great. All right, so people can find you selling street spirit here and there.
Yeah, and they're very nice, and a lot of people are very, you know, they're looking for the paper, or they're very happy, you know, they say thank you for doing this. Whether they get a paper or not, a lot of people say thank you for doing this.
Are people willing to pay $2 for a paper, generally, or not?
Yeah,
they are. That's good. All right, well, I'll leave you to your business, and thank you for taking the time to talk.
Okay, well, I see you tomorrow. I hope you feel better.
Thank you.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
economy right now. It's extremely supporting of the president and his policy.
FBI scientists have found chemical traces consistent with a bomb or a missile on a piece of wreckage. Police using clubs and tear gas against demonstrators.
Someone's all in a white fascist. Like they say, you're getting some.
You can't fool all the people all of the time, but if you fool the right ones, then the rest will fall behind. Tell me who's got control of your mind, your world. You was at the news or the movie you taking your girl to. Know what I'm saying, cause Uncle Sam got a plan. If you were never what they telling us, then you will understand what they're planting in the seeds of the next generation. Feeding our children miseducation. No one knows if there's UFOs or any life on Mars, or what they doing when they up in the stars. Because I don't believe a word of what the president said. He's filling our head with lies, gotta hypnotize when he be speaking in cold words about crime and poverty, drugs, welfare, prisons, guns, and robbery. It really means us. There's no excuse for the slander, but we're still for the group. It's still good for the gander, see.
I don't believe Bob Marley got me cancer. 31 years ago, I would've been a pantser. They killed you because they knew we had your answer. The views that you see in the news is propaganda. Computer chip in my arm. I don't wanna die by a nuclear bomb. I say we all rush to Pentagon. Pull out guns and grab the intercom. My first words will be, I believe man made God. Out of ignorance and fear, and God made man. And why the hell would he put us here? I thought he's supposed to be the all-loving. The same God who let Hitler put the Jews in the ovens. We don't fall for the regular shit. They try to feed us all this half-ass leadership. They turn politician and shut the hell up and follow tradition. Boy, your TV screen is telling lies. You vision every channel got some brainwashed cop shit to watch. Running up in niggas' cribs, claiming that they earn shots. It's a plot. The buster, can you tell me who's greedy off? Big corporations, the pigs or the media. Sign of the times, terrorism on the rise. Commercial airplanes falling out the skies like flies. Make me wonder what secrets went down with Ron Brown. Burning churches to the ground with no evidence found. It's not coincidence. There's been too many steady incidents. It could have been the Klan who put that bomb in the Olympics, but it probably was the FBI. Keep at the core, cause if they make us all panic, they can start martial law. I don't believe Bob Marley got from cancer. 31 years ago, I would have been a panther. They killed you because they knew we had the answer. The views that you see in the news is propaganda. I don't believe Bob Marley got from cancer. 31 years ago, I would have been a panther. You killed Huey because you knew we had the answer.
Groups understand the system, and with this realization, we attempted to form a strong political base based within the community with the only strength that we have, and that's the strength of a potentially destructive force if we don't get freedom.